Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Small children don't read books because of all that tempting technology out there, all those shiny smartphones and tablets and computers and all that. It's a tempting thought, and according to the National Literacy Trust, it's wrong. Jonathan Douglas is its director, and you suspect this because you've actually done some research into it.
Yes, we've looked at that crucial period between the ages of 3 and 5 when the foundation of children's literacies are laid, and try to unpick what's going on in terms of new technology, because we know that parents are increasingly likely to use iPads, tablets to help their children read. Wanted to find out if that was helpful or counterproductive.
And?
Well, the picture was very, very interesting because the technology is increasingly prevalent during childhood experiences of reading. So over 75% of children have access to a tablet before they start school at home. And 22% of them are being read to on a weekly basis by their parents using that instead of a traditional book.
All right.
But what was particularly interesting was that those children, perhaps who we are most concerned about at the moment, those children from poorer backgrounds...
Yeah, where there might not be books in the house and
absolutely.
All that. Yeah.
And also the children who, by the time they start school, are twice as likely to be already be failing in literacy, and that failure progresses. Those children seem to be particularly helped by new technology.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. To the extent that they're far less likely to be performing below average in terms of those literacy measures if they're reading in through technology forms as well as through book forms.
Well, that is fascinating, isn't it? Because they're the ones, obviously, we should have been most worried about. And it's not just fascinating, it's encouraging.
It's incredibly encouraging. And it seems to be related to the way in which parents from poorer backgrounds actually use the technology, because parents from poorer backgrounds are more than twice as likely to be using technology around the home.
Even though they're poor? I mean, they're not so poor that by and large they can't have...
There's less prevalence in terms of technology, but they're making it work harder in terms of their children's education. It's got less of a entertainment value and more of an education value frequently in poorer homes.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Small children don't read books because of all that tempting technology out there, all those shiny smartphones and tablets and computers and all that. It's a tempting thought, and according to the National Literacy Trust, it's wrong. Jonathan Douglas is its director, and you suspect this because you've actually done some research into it.
Yes, we've looked at that crucial period between the ages of 3 and 5 when the foundation of children's literacies are laid, and try to unpick what's going on in terms of new technology, because we know that parents are increasingly likely to use iPads, tablets to help their children read. Wanted to find out if that was helpful or counterproductive.
And?
Well, the picture was very, very interesting because the technology is increasingly prevalent during childhood experiences of reading. So over 75% of children have access to a tablet before they start school at home. And 22% of them are being read to on a weekly basis by their parents, using that instead of a traditional book.
Oh, right.
But what was particularly interesting was that those children, perhaps whom we are most concerned about at the moment, those children from poorer backgrounds...
Yeah, where there might not be books in the house and
absolutely.
All that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And also the children who, by the time they start school, are twice as likely to be already be failing in literacy. And that failure progresses. Those children seem to be... Particularly helped by new technology.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. To the extent that they're far less likely to be performing below average in terms of those literacy measures if they're reading in through technology forms as well as through book forms.
Well, that is fascinating, isn't it? Because they're the ones, obviously, we should have been most worried about. And... it's not just fascinating, it's encouraging.
It's incredibly encouraging. And it seems to be related to the way in which parents from poorer backgrounds actually use the technology, because parents from poorer backgrounds are more than twice as likely to be using technology around the home.
Even though they're poor? I mean, they're not so poor that by and large they can't have...
There's less prevalence in terms of technology, but they're making it work harder in terms of their children's education. It's got less of an entertainment value and more of an education value frequently in poorer homes.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.